The Somali government has blamed al-Qaeda for an assassination attempt earlier today against a government minister. The bombing disturbed a ceasefire in Mogadishu, which ended 4 days of battles pitting Ethiopian and Somali troops against insurgents, in which several hundred people are believed to have been killed. The apostolic administrator for Mogadishu is Bishop Giorgio Bertin. He told us more about the current situation on the ground.
Certain groups affiliated either to a clan or to an ideology, they are resisting to the establishment of a real authority. During these last 2 or 3 months, those who were resisting were provoking the reaction of the transitional government and of the Ethiopian forces being present there. The government has decided, with the support of the Ethiopian troops, to secure the whole town, searching for weapons, for people openly resisting to this authority. What these groups really want is not to lose the power they were enjoying during these last 16, 17, or even 20 years. Therefore, they are opposing the authority. The use of heavy weapons in a big town like Mogadishu is really problematic, because those who are mostly affected are, in fact, the civilian population.